My dear heart dwellers, I have a very important, timely, and urgent message for you, and I pray you hear it today and don't delay to listen to it. I have interviewed a commander in the armed forces about the origins and power of the rosary, and I'm asking you to lay down any preconceived ideas that you might have, as I did, from a fundamentalist background, and listen to the story of how the rosary came about. And before I had a chance to introduce him, the Lord began speaking. I am calling upon you, my church, to lay aside your man-made learning and set aside your opinions in this hour for a very specific life and death purpose. Many of you understand, based on the scriptures and understanding I've imparted to Mother Claire, that my mother's role is as the greatest intercessor you have in heaven. And to that, I just want to make a qualifier. This is the Lord talking about created persons and the great cloud of witnesses. And what he's saying here is that his mother is the highest ranking intercessor in heaven. Jesus continued, the time right now you are living in is very much like the times of the Black Plague when the prayer of the rosary was completed. You cannot afford, my brides, to ignore her role, which I went out of my way to underscore in scripture, so you could obtain miracles and graces that would not normally be given you. I want you to remember that I stooped down from heaven to enter the Virgin's womb, and you would do well to stoop through this very same door to heaven with your prayers, to reach the very center of my heart and obtain miracles for you out of season. I would also ask you to come before my Holy Spirit and search your hearts so you can repent of any selfishness, rebellion, self-will, pride, anger, hoarding, acquisition, spiritual sloth, lust, and rebellion. Come to me. My arms are wide open. I long to hear your confession and wash you white as wool in preparation for the day ahead of you. And that was the end of his introduction. And I just want to tell you very quickly, Mike from around the world, according to our core group, has a proven track record, like 100% accuracy. And 20 years ago, he told a friend of his that his mother would be involved in a car accident. And as a result of that, complications would set in and she would die. And that was 20 years ago. He also told him that within days after her death, three bombs would be fired on America and explode. Three, I believe, nuclear bombs. They would be from Iran. They had Iranian symbols on them. Well, just about 4 days ago, maybe five, this old friend, Mike from around the world, called him, shaking, trembling in his voice, and he said, my mother just passed away, and she died exactly as you said she would. Now, I want to add to that, that when Ezekiel was in some of his worst trauma and pain a few days ago at the same time, he cried out, Black Tuesday, and it was a time of unsurpassed suffering for our nation. Now, I'm trying to put two and two together. I ask you, take this before the Lord. But whether you get a confirmation or not, the one most important thing that you can do is to prepare your hearts to meet the Lord. Prepare your soul. Be clean before Him. Forgive those who have offended you and repent. And I must add that in the past, Many of our core group have seen something happening on the East Coast. In fact, I believe that Mike from around the world may have mentioned the East Coast, but not what city. I think you can fill in the blanks on that one. So I'm asking you, please take me very seriously. Call your friends, have them listen to this message, and understand that within a few days, we may be facing an incredibly difficult situation in our country. And Sean O'Connor is the commander and was with Special Forces, now semi-retired. He will be sharing with you how the Rosary came about and the effects of it, so that you will understand right now is no time to play with man-made ideas about why the Rosary may or may not be effective. Now is the time to embrace what the Lord says, embrace His Mother as the premier intercessor, and perhaps you will be spared the conflagration that we are very concerned may happen in this country. You don't hear me putting up scary prophecies and scary words. But in this situation, I'm not asking you to be afraid. I'm asking you to trust the Lord, but prepare your soul and pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, Psalm 91, and the Rosary. So here is Commander Sean O'Connor.
Okay, this is the history of the Hail Mary, and I think it's very important, especially during these times. Hear the whole story of the history of the Hail Mary, you'll understand it. I'm reading from chapter 1, verse 28 of the Gospel of Luke. Hail, and the angel is speaking to Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. That is the first part of the Hail Mary, which is the quote from the angel Gabriel. And then when we go to verse 42, somewhere around there, it's verse 45, excuse me. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And in verse, in one of the earlier verses, the angel tells in verse 31 to name the child Jesus. So that's really a quote right out of the first chapter of Luke. One of the more interesting things that happened in history was during the bubonic plague. People were dying terribly. It was a horrible plague that wiped out about a third of the population of Europe. And during the height of the plague, this prayer sprung up that people started saying, and people started getting better, and for no other reason than saying the prayer. So the prayer spread like wildfire, and the prayer is, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. When people had the bubonic plague, they had the rosy with a ring around it, which is where that little nursery rhyme of ring around the rosary rosy comes. A pocket full of posies. The posies didn't work. Achoo, achoo, or ashes and ashes. We all fall down. We all fall down dead if we have the ring around the rosary. But the people that said the Hail Mary, the second half of it, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, amen. Because of the intercession of the Blessed Virgin, we're getting better. So the prayer spread like wildfire. And toward the very end of the plague and the beginning of the Renaissance in different parts of Europe, the quote of the angel Gabriel, the quote of Saint Elizabeth out of the Bible, and the prayer said by the people who got better from the plague united into what we now know today as the Hail Mary.
Wow.
During the times of strife caused by type A flu and all that, saying the Hail Mary and understanding the history of the Hail Mary will give extra graces, and it's graces always defeat man-made terrible viruses. And that's the history of the Hail Mary.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate it. That's something
that... I can add this to that if you'd like.
Okay.
Father Father Hubert Schiffer and seven other men who were priests were praying the rosary, the Hail Mary, at the exact time the atomic bomb went off in Hiroshima. And they were in a little Catholic chapel 600 yards from Ground Zero.
Whoa.
Everything from 4 miles from Ground Zero was wiped out, most of it vaporized. And all eight of these men died decades later of old age, and none of them got sick, none of them were injured.
Wow.
And there was a little woman in the Hiroshima library who was reading a book on Our Lady of Fatima. And she was 800 yards from Ground Zero and when the bomb went off. And the library and everything else around her was vaporized, but she and the book were okay, and she died decades later.
Wow.
Of old age.
That's amazing.
So during these very difficult times, that lady who's clothed in the sun, our Blessed Mother, is a wonderful protector. And when she puts her mantle of protection over any of her children, which she does on the authority of Jesus, she is the Mother of God, not God. She is given authority by Jesus to do things. It is like God himself said it.
Well, the thing about that, and you know, I had that question coming from an evangelical background, but the thing about that that was explained to me and made total sense, it's not that she's the Mother of God. She did not create God. She's only a creature. But you cannot separate the Holy Trinity. The three are one. So if she's the Mother of Jesus, the title still holds for Mother of God, because Jesus is God.
Yeah, I heard it explained once this way, and I thought it was excellent. She's the daughter of the Father.
Right.
The mother of the Son.
Mm-hmm.
And the bride of the Holy Spirit.
Right. Yes, that too is beautiful. But in no way is she equal to God. In no way did she create God, Jesus, through the seed that the Holy Spirit planted in her womb. And that's how she became the Mother of God, because the Holy Spirit put that seed there.